When I was in POD, that is period of discernment, the step before becoming a candidate, I had a good opportunity to preach for my home congregation on a Sunday. After I wrote the sermon, and I asked my congregation's minister to check the sermon's English, the minister advised me to delete the entire paragraph talking about salvation. He said, "Mike, I know what you want to say, and I agree with you. But if you speak this paragraph to the congregations, you would be given feedback such as, where should we be saved from? And why do we need to be saved and forgiven? Of course, each individual's understanding of forgiveness and redemption may be different from one another, depending on their own faith and conscience. Forgiveness and redemption, however, are the fundamental theological concepts of Christianity and are distinctive from other religions. The common theme between Exodus and Matthew is forgiveness and redemption. These passages from the Bible emphasize the concepts of forgiveness, mercy, and God's deliverance. In Exodus, the Israelites are trapped at the Red Sea with the Egyptian army pursuing them. God miraculously parts the sea, allowing the Israelites to escape safely, while the pursuing Egyptians are drowned when the waters return. This story illustrates God's power to redeem and deliver his people from seemingly impossible situations. God's covenant love for his people is evident in this passage. He forgave their grumblings and doubts, leading them towards the promised land despite their rebellions. God's love is an unchanging love that forgives and redeems, just as he did for the Israelites. The story of the Exodus reminds us that forgiveness is not just about letting go of our hurts, but also about liberation from bondage. God, in his infinite mercy, forgave the Israelites' past grumblings and doubts, leading them toward the promised land. Forgiveness paved the way for their freedom. In Matthew 18:21-35, Jesus teaches the parable of the unforgiving servant. This parable underscores the importance of forgiveness and mercy. A servant owes a great debt to his master, and when he pleads for forgiveness and the master forgives him. However, the same servant refuses to forgive a smaller debt owed to him by his fellow servant. The master revoked his forgiveness when he learned of the servant's unmerciful behavior. This parable teaches us about God's boundless forgiveness and grace, and the expectation that we too should extend forgiveness and mercy to others. It also emphasizes the importance of forgiveness and compassion in the lives of his followers. The master's forgiveness of the servant's massive debt mirrors God's forgiveness of our sins through Christ. But just as the unmerciful servant failed to extend the same grace to his fellow servant, we too can struggle with forgiving others. Peter's question to Jesus in Matthew 18:21-22, how many times to forgive, illustrates our human tendency to limit forgiveness. I think this is the last, this paragraph, this lectional reading. It says, then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. I imagine this situation. Someone sins against me seven times. Maybe I can forgive him, but 77 times would be horrible. Yeah, it would be horrible. I'm not a God. I'm not a Jesus. Maybe, yes, I would be very upset for him. But Jesus responds by emphasizing that forgiveness should be limitless, just as God's forgiveness is boundless. Forgiving others may be one of the things that sets us free, but it is also one of the most liberating. By extending forgiveness, we emulate the character of our Heavenly Father and pave the way for healing and reconciliation. Forgiveness is not just an act of mercy, but a means of breaking the chains that bind us. Revenge and retaliation often perpetuate the cycles of violence. Some of you know, I like to go to Japan, also I like to see a Kurosawa movie. But some of the Japanese movie is about some samurai, like some sword, something like that. And usually the theme of the samurai movie is revenge. Always the story is the same. So the main character, he experienced to lose his father by someone. And when he was growing up, he always think, I will have to revenge for that. And then after he grown up, yes, he did it. He revenge. And the story is closed. And another movie is the same thing. Oh, my family is died by someone and I will revenge for my family. Always the same story of a samurai movie. But the forgiveness means of breaking the chain that binds us and perpetuates some cycle. Forgiveness breaks the cycle by refusing to respond to harm with more harm. It sets a new precedent, responding to wrongdoing with compassion and understanding, which can inspire others to do the same. When we forgive, we release ourselves from the weight of bitterness and resentment allowing God's grace to work in our lives. This morning, we have explored how today's passages reveal God's character as a merciful and forgiving God, and how he expects his followers to imitate his forgiveness in their relationships with others. It could also delve into the challenges and blessings of forgiveness, the consequences of harboring unforgiveness, and the freedom that comes from releasing others from the debt they owe us. Ultimately, today's Bible readings encourage us to embrace forgiveness as a central aspect of our Christian walk and to trust in God's redeeming power. By forgiving others, we participate in God's redemption work in their lives. Forgiveness is a gift. It is a gift from God. We know that it's a gift because it has the word give in it. Forgiveness. Forgiveness is like a gift we give ourselves and others. When we forgive, we are choosing to forget the hurt and for life in grace, for love in abundance, and forgive as God has forgiven us. It's a beautiful exchange of pain for peace, resentment for renewal, and grudges for generosity. Forgiveness lies at the heart of Christian life. God has forgiven us, and now God invites and expects us to extend that same forgiveness to others. In the Lord's Prayer on Sunday, we say, "Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us." God's covenant love is unfailing, calling us to live in harmony with him and one another. When we forgive and love as God does, we demonstrate his redemptive power and work in us. Remember that forgiveness is not just a commandment, but a transformative act of love. May we embrace the gift of forgiveness, break the chains that hold us back, and be agents of healing and reconciliation in a broken world. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, please let forgiveness be a prevailing theme in our lives. May we learn to forgive as you have forgiven us, recognizing that forgiveness is not a sign of weakness, but a manifestation of your divine love and grace. Help us to let go of bitterness, resentment, and the desire for revenge, and instead, let us embrace reconciliation and healing in our relationships. Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to work in our hearts, teaching us to be quick to forgive, slow to anger, and abound in love. May we be instruments of your peace in a world that so desperately needs it, carrying the message of forgiveness to those around us. We lift up to you all those struggling with unforgiveness, bitterness, and broken relationships. May they find solace and strength in your word and your presence, and may their heart be softened to forgive and seek forgiveness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.